Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about the federal government shutdown and what impact that may or may not have on Minnesota, and particularly rural Minnesota.
Yeah, so it's, obviously, it's a black eye for our democracy, and the ripple effect can be so wide and so deep. We're seeing, from very specific cases of programmatic challenges with different offices closing, specifically from a rural perspective right now. You know, of course, it's fall, it's harvest time. We have a lot of farmers and ranchers out and about in the fields. But yet our United States Department of Agriculture, FSA offices, and our NRCS offices are closed down. So if it's a timely need of maps and different things that affect farm programs, you know, the farmers are kind of high and dry right now. And we see a lot of different programmatic things playing out in various levels. But ultimately, I think what we're seeing is a black eye for our democracy, and what we're seeing is a lot of distrust for government right now.
Indeed. And, does that somehow get sort of redirected to St. Paul, or are they somewhat immune since they've been able to wrestle through some of these things?
Yeah, that's great that you asked that. I was at a meeting the other day, and someone stood up and said, "We need to throw all the bums out." And he talked about the governor, and he was talking about state legislators. So, I think some people do have a challenge differentiating, who are the troublemakers here? Who's got us into this mess? And that's why I talk about it being so damaging for democracy, because it goes to all levels. I mean, I think there's that distrust of, if you say that you're within government or working for government, or if you're an elected official, I think the natural tendency right now is to just turn it off and say, geez, that's dysfunction at its best. And so we're seeing it ripples down to St. Paul, definitely.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Well, what about folks who are representing Minnesotans in Congress, either as representatives or senators? I don't know that it really matters all that much to the electorate. Are they in jeopardy as incumbents just because of what's going on?
Yeah, if you look at recent polls, a lot of the recent polling data will tell you that, Americans are fed up, and they, the mood is throw the bums out. And, you see it at various levels. You see people say that across the board. But then if they're pushed to ask, do you support your current congressman or woman, or do you support your own senator? Then the numbers get a little softer. There's still a little bit of hope there in the numbers from the polling data that I've looked at. But in Congress and in the United States Senate, you have a less chance of having that personal relationship with that representative.
Yeah.
And when that personal relationship is lost, I think you'd be more apt to, throw the bums out.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much, Brad, for your perspective on the federal government shutdown. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.